99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside Churchill Downs. Oaks Day. Hey, Kelly.
Happy Oaks, everybody.
This is the first time I've worn a tie in over a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good one, though. It's a little bow tie, super cute. Yeah, you've got a little pocket square.
I do, a matching really pocket square there, yeah. You've got your fascinator.
And yeah, everything. Glue gun things happened last night, and I'll tell you, I got a message from a listener who said, I can't wait to see what Sparky's wearing. So people are totally into your fashion choices as well.
That's good.
Just so you know, it's not all about the ladies.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Guys, they need to feel loved too.
Absolutely. Also, no pressure, but you need to step up your game today as well, men in general.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were looking at me. I was like,
no,
about
men in
what?
General.
I feel attacked already. After six.
We're looking at you guys today too.
Okay.
Rock your pink.
Oaks Day, according to Wave 3 News storm tracking team, mostly clear, 72. So it's going to be a beautiful day today. Track looks a little muddy.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it rained quite a bit yesterday,
yeah.
So probably still drying out a little bit, but hopefully by the race tonight, it's going to be good.
Yeah, tomorrow going to be much the same. Pleasant sunshine, mid-70s, so yeah, whatever your plans are today or tomorrow, I think you've got a good set of weather in front of you. So today on the show, we're going to do everything that we normally try to do on Fridays from the backside. So don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. We'll give it the old college try.
Okay. I like to hear that. All right. So, yeah, everything from, you know, you laugh, you lose. We'll get you in on Hot Mom 2021 coming up here in just about an hour. Live from the backside, it's the weekend now. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Ariana Grande there. The 2021 Billboard Music Awards, the nominees were announced. The Weeknd is the leading nominee, so...
Does he like this award show? Because he doesn't like the Grammys anymore.
Well, he doesn't like the Grammys. Yeah, he got shut out of the Grammys. But yeah, nominated 16 times for the Billboard Music Awards.
I'd say they're making it up, or they're making up for getting shut out of the Grammys.
I mean, he, like, we're going to be playing those Weeknd songs for the rest of our lives.
Forever.
Yeah, I know.
And,
so,
and listen, with 16 nominations, he's got to win.
He's got to win
once.
A few, right?
Right.
DaBaby has 11, and Pop Smoke with 10 posthumously there. So, all right. Of course, the Billboards. I don't even know when those are on. I guess we'll
find out after.
We'll
they
figure
happen.
It out after they happen. All right. Let's get to your feel good. All right. Every single morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kay.
So, police in Colorado had to rescue a skunk that had gotten its head stuck inside a Chick-fil-A milkshake cup over the weekend.
Oh.
So you kind of look out in this field, right? Because there's video. That's
okay.
How we know about it.
All right.
And you kind of see the skunk wandering around looking a little confused because his head is in a cup. You can't really see all that well when your head is in a cup.
Yeah, stuck in a cup, but I don't feel like it... It doesn't pinch at the top, does it?
Well, you don't get to see the video of how he got into that predicament.
All right.
I'm guessing, though, since it was a milkshake cup, smelled some goodness.
Well, sure.
You know what? That looks pretty tasty.
Right.
And got it just far enough to where he couldn't wiggle himself out. So then police showed up, and you know, they said, lucky for the skunk, the Chick-fil-A milkshake cup came off easily. And then he rambled off to kind of sleep off the sugar high. But you know, the little video just kind of says, hey, buddy, hang on. We're going to take care of you. Kind of walk and approach kind of carefully with a little garbage bag. And
yeah.
Like a garbage picker-upper thingy. And they just kind of lifted the cup off.
If I'm the person who's trying to get the cup off the skunk, I'm worried the skunk's going
to
spray
You're
me.
Trying not to get sprayed. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the garbage bag was for, maybe as a little shield to catch some spray, just in case the skunk got a little nervous. But the good thing is, they had the element of surprise working again, you know, for them, because the skunk couldn't see him coming.
Okay, so the feel good in this is...
The skunk is now free from the Chick-fil-A
cup.
Okay,
all right. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I was following along here.
Also, probably enjoyed some tasty milkshake.
Okay.
So a couple feel goods there.
All right.
That's a story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, live backside here at Churchill Downs. According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, 72 looking good today. You know, I'm not an expert on the track, but the track still looks a little bit slow from where our vantage point is.
It's muddy, for sure. So if there are any horses that like that, they're living the best life.
But not like muddy to the point of you know, standing water on the track.
No,
it looks
yeah.
like, yeah, it's good.
It's moist. It's moist.
Moist.
It's a moist track.
There you go. Look at you dropping that word.
Using a word I hate.
So Brad Cox, he's a Louvillian, right? And he's got a horse in the Oaks, travel column, by the way, which is favored 3-1, by the way. He's got a pretty good shot at the Derby, too.
Well, yeah, with a couple of horses. He's got Mandaloon, and he's got Essential Quality. So
yeah.
That would be, he'd be the first Louisvillian to win the Derby if one of those horses hits.
That is pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, he's got a solid one in travel column for the Oaks this afternoon. But then, yeah, for the Derby, man. Pulling for him. If he gets it, that'd be pretty cool. So
looking pretty good. His chances are good.
Backside Churchill Downs. So it is a tradition unlike no other. A tradition that has spanned years, maybe even a decade. Operation Get on TV. Yesterday, we were successful. However, we didn't have the proof.
Okay. Two different attempts.
Yeah. So thank you to Roxanne.
There it is, Roxanne. Thank you.
Took a screenshot. We posted it, by the way, if you want to see at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or
look
Twitter.
Look how casual you look and inconspicuous.
Yeah, she.
Like they don't even know.
She got a photo, a screenshot of me right in between Candace and Sterling on WDRB.
You know what? And Candace and Sterling really need to thank Roxanne especially because they're both smiling beautifully.
Oh, I know. It's a great screenshot.
Like they didn't capture any strange faces mid-sentence that they were doing. They were both smiling. It looked like they were maybe taking a picture or getting ready to film a promo or something. And then you see right perfectly in the middle of their heads.
It was great.
A little inconspicuous Ben Davis.
Meg says, this is the best part of Derby coverage every single year. Teresa says, I look forward to this every year.
It's our own little Where's Waldo game, isn't it?
It is, kind of. And then, just a couple tents down, Spectrum 1.
We thought we were more confident with that one, because we really had no idea what DRB was up to.
Yep, Penny texts in and said yesterday and was like, success on Spectrum
look
News
at that.
1.
Look at that.
She says, this is what my family lives for Derby week. is seeing where Will pop up in other
Same.
Newscasts from backside.
Same.
All right. So thank you for Penny and for Roxanne for sending in those screenshots.
See, we'd always never kinda even know if we didn't have our minions like you guys out there trolling for us.
Yeah.
To see if it's a success or not. That's great.
I know.
Love it.
It really validates the entire bit.
It really does.
coming up next, we always do setting the bar stories, and this one is. I mean, it's kind of a setting the bar story. It's kind of a feel-good story.
So it's perspective.
It is perspective. Uh-huh. I mean, yesterday we had the perspective of, you know, someone giving lap dance on the street. You
Again,
know,
perspective.
Perspective.
Depending on the skill level of a lap dancer.
Right.
Maybe.
Sure. This is another game of perspective with this setting the bar story, all right?
I like that.
So, small examples of what not to do when you're moving apartments.
It's a choose-your-own-feeling story.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, that's coming up here next. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Wave 3 says today is a day. 72, sunshine. Tomorrow for Derby, looking just about the same, mid-70s and sunshine.
Kind of a gorgeous sunrise. I mean, there's some really pretty little colors on the horizon right now. So if you are up early, take a little look. Take a little look-see.
I mean, this is the first time that I've worn a tie in over a year.
Well done, Sparky.
This is the first time I've like this is. I'm happy. This is like we're this is Oaks Day. We're,
is
we're
this
out,
your
we're
one your one blazer, your one jacket?
So
do you have another one?
I do.
It looks great.
It's linen, and that's why I didn't want to wear it because
no.
I knew you'd give me stuff.
Listen,
because I've worn it.
It looks fantastic.
I've worn it a lot around
it's
you.
It's almost as if we called each other and coordinated a little bit because I've got like
you have navy,
navy
blue too.
And like yes. pink coral. Yeah.
I have navy blue pink rocking
yeah,
today.
Yeah, it's cute.
And you've got a navy blue kind of a pink
yeah.
coral.
Yeah.
Okay, Fashion Corner here.
Fashion Corner, indeed. Listen, people like messaged me and said, I can't wait to see what Sparky's wearing. They're invested in your fashion as well. It's not just about the ladies.
Sure. All right, so setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. It's always a story that really sets the bar for your day low. So regardless of what happens today, you can look back on this moment and say, you know what?
I didn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can, and again, this is all about perspective.
Okay, so it could be based on how you feel at the end of the story, feel good or setting the bar.
Yep. So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally moving into a retirement community when you're 19, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a feel-good all day long. That's a feel-good all day long. This is new stuff for you there.
This is kind of wild because this is almost like a sitcom. Like someone born in the 2000s literally creating a real-life version of a sitcom when 19-year-old Madison recently moved from Oklahoma to Arkansas, right?
Uh-huh.
Found a place online.
Sure.
That was $350 a month for a two-bedroom.
Oh, I mean, wow. That's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what? Neighborhood looks fine.
Uh-huh.
Rented it sight unseen, moved.
So listen, they didn't have any sort of website where they mentioned at all that the residents were of a certain age. Nothing?
I don't know. After she moved, that's when she realized she had rented a room in a retirement home.
OMG.
So,
and then the retirement community itself, like, did they not? Like, say, and fully vet, like, hey.
They're like, hey, we got
a certain age level here.
We got $350 a month coming in. We're not going to say
anything.
They
don't care. I love it.
So, yeah. So, this apartment complex was actually a retirement home.
I love it.
And so, she moves in. And so, then, quote, a week later, I saw the sign reading, Senior Citizen Apartments. I realized I accidentally moved into a retirement village. And here's the part where it could be a feel-good. She says, you know what? It's actually going well.
Well, there you go.
She said she started making friends with her neighbors.
Uh-huh.
And, quote, I've never had so many home-cooked meals in my life.
Oh, look at that. They probably love having her around. You know what they probably have? They probably have dinner at 4. They probably have bingo. They probably have all sorts of activities.
So,
Crafts Corner.
You know, Madison, who's 19, is now getting grandma'd all over the place.
I love all things about this story. It's a total feel-good. It's not
and
setting the bar.
She's documenting it all on TikTok.
She
so
should.
If you want to follow Madison there on TikTok, you
Hashtag
can.
My elderly lifestyle.
Yes.
Is that the name of it? It should
yes.
be.
So, again, it's all perspective.
I like it. That's a feel-good.
So... setting the bar, feel good, whatever. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally moving into a retirement home when you're 19, well, you're doing okay.
Yeah, I bet our neighbors are quiet.
They're probably
pretty
quiet.
Yeah.
There you go. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, live backside here at Churchill Downs. And it is the Derby drink of the day. Of course, it is the Oaks Lily. And we've got Casey from Finlandia here. And
I've been waiting all year. Literally. I love this drink. This is someday, maybe they'll say it's the Kelly K Oaks Lily. Just for a day. Just for a day.
I keep dreaming, Kay.
I love it.
Keep dreaming.
Okay.
All right. So, Casey, walk us through how we make the Finlandia Oaks Lily.
Yeah, so we are using the official vodka of the Kentucky Derby to make this cocktail today.
You have to.
So that is the first ingredient in the Finlandia Oaks Lily, and we're just going to use 1 1/4 ounce of Finlandia vodka. And then,
I mean, that's it?
And that is not it. There's a few more ingredients. It's easy, but not that
vodka
easy.
Vodka and ice. Let's go.
So second ingredient is just 1 ounce of sweet and sour mix.
Yeah, delicious.
And then you will add just 1/4 ounce of triple sec.
Yummy.
And 3 ounces of cranberry juice. That's what's going to make this drink nice and pink.
That's beautiful already.
Perfect.
Look at how beautiful.
Okay. We're going to stir it up.
Oh, fancy stirrer, too, by the way. You have to have the fancy stirrer.
Fancy spoon.
Yeah.
All right. And this is all served over crushed ice. And then you will garnish with a lemon peel and a blackberry. And you've got the Finlandia Oaks Lily.
It's beautiful.
Dang.
It's just a thing of beauty. It's a work of art.
Look at
you
that.
You get to see it. Look at that. How beautiful.
Yes,
it does. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
and it, listen,
Kelly,
this is one of those drinks that tastes even better than it looks. If it's hard, I mean, all right, I'm going in.
Oh, she's going in.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to drink it.
Oh.
And we'll finally have the weather to match this drink
next
Oaks Day.
Yes.
It's perfect, refreshing, great for your, you know, Oaks and Derby parties at home, or if you're lucky to be at the track, they'll be serving all weekend.
I love it.
I
Casey.
Mean, you had little pitchers. You have more where that came from. I'm just wondering.
I mean, they're pretty easy to make, Kelly.
I
I think you can figure it out. Yeah. I believe in you.
Well, we'll put the recipe up on the website, too. All right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Casey, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great Oaks Day.
All right. Yeah, happy Oaks. There you go. Your Derby drink of the day.
This one's coming with me.
Right. You can't have it. Get to a text from Brandon. I think Kelly should lay off the drinks. Listen, I already said that that you're getting us pre-drinks here, but now all bets are off the table.
I got a full-size Oaks Lily in my hand right now. There's no holding me back.
I know. I mean, all they did, they were like, hey, listen, we just need the glass back because we got to do this for other. So they just put it in a little to-go cup for you, and you're good to go.
You may think that they just mixed up the entire drink just for show. Nope. It's real.
It's real, and it's it's in Kelly's hand. So there you go. Brandon. There are drinks.
Duly noted. Not happening though.
But be responsible.
Of course.
I mean, it's Oaks Day.
Yeah.
It's Derby Day. So
yes.
I mean, this is what we do here, and we got the weather for it. According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, it is going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine, mid 70s. So we'd love to see, like, however you're partying for Oaks and Derby, tag us in it because we'd love to see how you're doing it. Whether you're coming to the track, whether you're doing it yourself, there at home, whatever. At 99.70JX or at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, coming up next, we do feel goods every single hour.
Absolutely. And this one, we go to Oklahoma, and it's crazy. There was a bona fide, like, amazing rescue in floodwaters that you have got to hear about. And this is, like, incredible. Like, she says that God was looking out and sent her an angel.
All right. We'll find out that next. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are backside Churchill Downs, Oaks Day, and it is a good one. I don't know if this is true or not, but they're saying that we might already have a scratch, and it's...
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
And
don't!
Ava's Grace. I don't know. On my barn list, it doesn't have a scratch yet, but I've heard...
I'll be heartbroken because they were getting all of my money.
At 50-1 odds, if
all two of my dollars, they were going to get all of that.
They were going to get all of that.
They were going to get all of that.
All right. So, yeah, Oaks Day. Of course, the favorite travel column, that's Brad Cox's horse. Well, actually, Malathat, Todd Pletcher's horse, that one's at 5-2. So, search results also at 3-1. So, yeah, there's some contenders. Look at me acting like I know horse racing.
You sounded really official and
Thank
like you.
You
knew what you were talking about, Sparky. you convinced me.
All right, let's get to a feel good.
It feels good.
Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
This is crazy. We go to Oklahoma. A woman is alive and well after being rescued during torrential flooding in the area this past Wednesday. Rebecca Collins says, I just prayed to God and asked him to please get me out of this, and he did. She was driving to work around 5 o'clock in the morning as the downpour flooded their area. She didn't realize the bridge she crossed every day had been washed away.
Oh, my gosh.
So the road was there, and then it wasn't there, she said. I went straight down about 15 feet. So first she survived the crash, and then water started filling up her vehicle. So she managed to kick out the window, climb out of the car, but then the water drug her downstream to where she ended up clinging to a rock in the darkness for about 30 minutes before anybody came along.
That's scary.
Yeah, that person was Brandon McCaskill, who was a lineman with the Rural Electric Cooperative there. He was repairing outages when he came across the collapsed bridge. And, you know, she said, I knew I was out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody was going to hear me. But when I saw the car lights, I was already really tired, but I just kept whistling.
Oh, wow.
And he heard me.
Wow.
Just unbelievable. Yeah, I think it's pretty accurate when she says that an angel was sent to get her out of that situation. What an ordeal. We will tweet out the story. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Read the whole thing at Ben and Kelly Show.
Holy cow, that is a good story. All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We kind of had an inadvertent operation get on TV, and we weren't even trying to. And
success, and I got the photo proof on my phone.
Yeah. So Jude is doing a weather hit from backside here at Churchill Downs on WDRB, and so Kelly and I are just getting a photo, right? And
yeah, because it's gorgeous. You know, it's sunny out.
Yeah.
We thought, this is a really good opportunity. We've got a little break, playing some songs. Let's get a photo.
Right. So we run. We were even like, hey, you know, we don't want to get in your shot. You know, so we wanted to make sure that we were scooted over far enough so you didn't get in a shot.
Yes, but then still get the twin spires in the background. You know, we had to set up the shot too.
But we ended up getting in the shot.
Yeah, we did.
And Shelby says, "Oh, we saw y'all on TV. Woohoo! Happy Oaks." Yeah. And Steph texts in and says, "Very jealous. Y'all are having an adult beverage in." At 7:30 in the morning.
Listen, is one of the best adult beverages ever, too.
Yeah, the Oaks Lily, which, by the way, if you haven't seen, we did talk to Finlandia, and they made it right there on the spot. So if you're wanting to make your own Oaks Lily, we got it up at 997JX on Facebook.
Absolutely. It's a thing of beauty. It's a work of art, and it's tasty to boot.
To boot. 997DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, even though Kelly and I are live backside at Churchill Downs, you can still text the show. We can still get it. 502-571-9970, which text from a listener says, "New rule, lilies to drink every morning."
There you go. There you go. I like that rule. I could be down with that rule. Hang on, still doing that rule.
Listen, last hour, I already told you. I was like, hey, you guys are lucky because you're getting us pre-alcohol. Now, if you're listening,
it's about to get fun.
It's about to get a little bit more alcohol. Jen texts in and says, "Hey, app, Happy Oaks. Unfortunately, I'm stuck working at the DMV making real IDs. Kelly, please have a drink for me."
Oh, yeah. I'll have a couple for you. You are doing God's work. That is a lot going on there at the DMV.
I know. So, yeah, you laugh, you lose. This will be the first time we've actually done it face-to-face.
I know.
And that sounded awkward.
It did a little. But we get it.
First time in... Since July?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
it's been a while, Sparky. How do you feel? Do you feel comfortable with me in the same vicinity?
I mean, I think body language and that is going to play a role in
probably.
This.
I feel like it's going to be a little bit more difficult when we're slinging jokes at each other's faces again.
I think so. Maybe. So, anyways, You Laugh, You Lose coming up here in just a few minutes as we are live from the track for Oaks Day. We'll get to that. Coming up here in like less than 10 minutes, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Get to a text real quick from Lisa. "You Laugh, You Lose with you guys half drunk will be epic." Well,
it will be.
Kelly is
or train wreck, one of the two.
At a disadvantage, as she said.
I am, because I've been doing all the drinking. Oh, really? They just gave us one cup, and they gave it all in that one cup.
They did. They were just like, you know what, Kelly, you put your lips on it first. It's yours. So
you had the old fashioned. Yesterday.
I did.
Was kind of like, that was you.
Yeah.
That was your lane. This is my lane.
Yeah, the fruity vodka drink, sure.
It matches my outfit a little bit better. So I
better?
Feel like,
yeah. I mean, I'm wearing pink.
Well, but this is almost like a corally, which matches my pink a little bit more. You're a baby pink, a very light pink.
All right.
If we're going, I'm justifying
a
drinking
baby
it
pink?
Because
is that
matches
what you're saying?
My outfit. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. So Kelly's drinking for fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And You Laugh, You Lose. Coming up here next, which, yeah, we don't know if it's going to be a train wreck or not, but regardless, we'll do it after this. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live backside at Churchill Downs. You Laugh, You Lose.
Yes.
You ready?
Wait a second.
You can't laugh too hard because,
listen,
because horses.
Tim, whatever.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
What do you call a horse that lives next door?
What do you call a horse?
A neighbor.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got that one too. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why was the broom late for school?
Why?
It overswept.
Okay. Kelly.
Yeah.
What did the horse say when it fell?
What did the horse say when it fell?
I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Good one. Hey, Ben, I got horse jokes, too. Did you hear about the depressed horse?
No.
He told a tale of, whoa. Hang on.
Yeah, I was going to say, get a drink. I said, get a drink. I wasn't laughing at a joke.
Kind of doesn't matter. I win, but let's do some more jokes, just because I want to. Sorry, technicality.
I call foul. Horse walks into a bar. Hey, says the barman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please, says the horse.
I like that.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Ben, did you hear about the horse with the negative attitude?
I haven't.
Yeah, he always said, nay.
Kelly, how does a horse from Kentucky greet another horse?
How does a horse from Kentucky greet another horse?
With Southern horsepitality.
I like that one. Hang on.
Yeah, get another drink.
It does make them funnier.
This is dying a dismal death.
I got more. Hang on. I gotta get to my... Hey, Ben, what's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What?
A carrot. Am I right? Am I right? I'm right.
Kelly, I got assaulted by a group of mimes.
Yeah?
It was horrific. They did unspeakable things.
Yeah, they did. Because they don't talk. That was a really good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben. In a freak accident today, a photographer was injured when a huge lump of cheddar landed on him.
No, no.
To be fair, the people he was photographing did warn him.
Say cheese. Oh, yeah. Okay, that was good. Better get another drink, Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
Because they lactose.
They lactose, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they lactose.
Can we go back to the point when...
Do you need to... I
need
share,
to drink,
but,
too.
You know,
I need to drink, too.
Oh, bless your heart. I feel like I really... My last one was my best one. Hey, Ben, what do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
What?
Sophisticated.
Okay.
Hey, yo.
Okay, all right.
Kelly
all right.
wins.
All right, we're giving that to you. On a technicality, we'll
I'll
say.
I'll drink to that.
Well, on a technicality, we'll say, but
yeah,
whatever.
Well, you know what? It was still me making you laugh.
Listen.
It was still me making you laugh.
We needed to end this bit regardless because it was dying. Sure. It was dying.
Oh, you got to get in the shot.
Okay, all right, fine. All right. So you laugh, you lose there. I don't know what the score is, but you won that one. So there it is. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, backside at Churchill Downs. Quick shout to our old pal Mo over at LKY.
Oh,
who,
miss you, Mo.
Yeah, she tweeted, well done, Ben and Kelly Show for Operation GOTV.
Oh, thank you.
Said, was hoping I'd see you in the background of Alex's shot. Go find her. Oh, you know what? I did see her this morning, but she, like, you guys do your hits while it's still dark out.
Yes, and then they're out. They hit it and quit it. And they're gone,
so,
and they were kind of far away from us.
Well, I mean, I did see, but I was unable to get on
infiltrate
LKY's newscast.
They looked lovely, though.
But yes, they did. All right, would you like to play everyone's favorite game?
I don't think I have a choice.
Listen, there
Hang on,
is.
Let me take
there,
another drink.
Yeah, take another drink of your Oaks Lily. Everything's going to be fine. There are two time-honored traditions when it comes to Churchill Downs this time of the year. Backside, two.
Okay.
And only two.
All right.
One of them is us getting on television. And the other one is Horse or Hooker.
Okay.
We played it literally every single year for the past 10 years.
Are we running out of names yet?
No, there's new names.
The other category.
Oh, the hookers?
Yes!
Well, they're coming up with new names every year, too.
Okay, that's great.
So yes, again, I toss out a name, and this is what's fun, too. You can play wherever you're listening right now as well.
Can they play along?
Absolutely.
Can they help out on the text line, 571-9970?
Yeah, I'm not gonna just limit it to you.
Okay, I can have some lifelines. That's great.
Sure. So we'll start off with an easy one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Horse or hooker?
All right.
Hot Rod Charlie.
Oh, that is a horse. Yeah, it was your number one pick, according to the names that you liked.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, could be a stripper name, too.
Could be.
Hot Rod Charlie coming to the stage. Ladies, get your dollars ready.
That's a true story. Okay.
All right. You're one for one.
Okay.
See, that
I'm
wasn't
doing
that
well.
Bad. That wasn't that bad.
I'm building confidence.
All right. Horse or hooker?
Uh-huh.
Cindy's Secret.
Oh, God. I'm going to say hooker. No, it's a horse. No, it's a hooker.
It is a hooker. Congratulations. Yes. Okay. So you're two for two. Let's go Will's Secret.
Will's Secret. Will's Secret is... Yeah, that's a horse.
That is a horse.
Thank you.
Yes.
Am I three for three?
You are three for three on this game.
Slaying this game.
You really know your hookers and horse as well. All right. All right, horse or hooker. We'll just do a couple more, okay?
All right.
We'll just do a couple more.
Yeah.
Patty's Pearl.
God. That's a horse. That's a horse.
Wow.
I was gonna say the other one.
I didn't think you were going to add the S
no,
on that.
It's a horse.
That's a horse?
Maybe.
That is a hooker. Sorry.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Pauline's Pearl. is the horse.
Oh, see, I...
You were obviously thinking of...
Obviously.
Pauline,
yes.
The classier of the two.
Obs, yes.
Patty.
Absolutely, not so
she
much.
She took a different path.
Oh, she took a different path.
Pauline's riding in the Oaks. Patty...
It's riding elsewhere.
Rishi's riding other things. Okay. All right, we'll stop there.
Oh,
I think that's
God.
A good that's a good stopping point, I think.
Is it? How many more do you have?
I had a couple, but we're fine. All right, so that's good. That's another game. You did well, Kelly. You did well. That's Horse or
did
Hooker.
I?
On
really?
99. Yes, you did
I'm
well.
I'm crying.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show live. Backside, Churchill Downs. Beautiful day, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. 72, sunshine. Tomorrow... Whoo! That's going to be one of them days.
One of them days.
Oh, yes. Mid-70s, sunshine, going to be great.
We're literally going to a pool party on Derby Day, and that's like the greatest thing ever.
I love it. All right, let's get to a setting the bar. Real quick, small examples of what not to do. So, you know, you always hear the expressions like think before you ink. Maybe there should also be a like little star that says think before you ink or paint.
Okay. What exactly? How did we go wrong?
If you can manage to make it through the day without misspelling the word school when you're painting it in a road.
Oh, my God.
You're doing okay.
How did we spell it?
First of all, it's from Florida.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
okay.
The edumacation down there is fantastic.
Yeah, Orange County School Zone. So the word was supposed to be school, S-C-H-O-O-L.
Sure.
It was spelled S-C-H-O-O-L. O-H-O-L.
All the letters were there.
They were.
All the letters were there.
They were.
They had all the letters.
They just, like, flipped the stencil, apparently.
It's Schohall.
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 Yes.
Watch out. Caution.
Caution.
Slow through the Schohall zone.
Yep. There are Schohalls around.
You know what? Maybe they should just go ahead and change the name.
Yeah.
Instead of school, let's call them Schohalls.
Hey, listen. I think a sweeping change for just a one...
You think it's a little much?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry to toss it out there.
I mean, that's Kelly on a half a lily, so, you know, she's got ideas,
you know,
friends.
Change the word.
So, yeah, they say it's a, quote, honest mistake.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And it was eventually...
Well, it's kind of maybe in a little uneducated mistake, too.
So, yeah, there you go. A little setting the bar.
One job.
You know,
listen, if you're going to be a street painter for a living...
I know.
Let's make sure we pay attention in school, especially when it comes to the spelling part. Okay?
Pay attention in Schohall.
In Schohall, exactly.
Yes.
100%.
Yes, all right.
That's a good note.
Setting the bar. Coming up next, it is... an opportunity for you to get in on Hot Mom 2021.
Spelled H-O-T space M-O-M.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.